noise. Blows rained out of the empty air. Those who fell down learned to stay that way. A raised head hurt. The group was reduced to men lying humbly on the ground, groaning gently. It was then that they heard a low, rhythmic sound. The Yeti was clapping. It had to be a slow hand clap because of the creature's long arms, but when the hands met, they'd come a long way and were glad to see one another. They echoed around the mountains. Lutze reached down and raised the leader's chin.
"If you have enjoyed this afternoon, please tell your friends," he said. "Tell them to remember Rule One."
He let the chin go and walked across to the Yeti and bowed.
"Shall I release you, sir, or would you like to do it yourself?" he said.
The Yeti stood up, looked down at the cruel iron trap around one leg, and concentrated for a moment. At the end of the moment, the Yeti was a little way from the trap, which was still set and almost hidden in leaves.
"Well done," said Lutze. "Methodical and very smooth. Headed down to the lowlands?"
The Yeti had to bend double to bring its long face close to Lutze.
"Yours?" it said.
"What do you want to do with these people?"
The Yeti looked round at the cowering hunters.
"It being dark soon," he said. "No guides now."
"They've got torches," said Lutze.
"Ha, ha," said the Yeti,
and it said it rather than laughed.
"That's good. Torches show up at night."
"Ha, yeah. Can you give us a lift? It's really important."
"You and that wheezing kid I see in there?"
A patch of grey air at the edge of the clearing became Lobsang out of breath. He dropped the broken branch he'd been holding.
The lad is called Lobsang. I'm training him up," said Lutze.
"Looks like you got a hurry before you're running out of things you don't know," said the Yeti. "Ha, ha."
"Sweeper, what were you..." Lobsang began, hurrying forward. Lutze put his finger to his lips.
"Not in front of our fallen friends," he said. "I'm looking for Rule One to become a lot better respected in these parts as a result of this day's work."
"But I had to do all the..."
"We must be going," said Lutze,
waving him into silence.
"I reckon we can snooze quite happily while our friend here carries us."
Lobsang glanced up at the Yeti and then back at Lutze, and then back to the Yeti. It was tall. In some ways, it was like the trolls he'd met in the city, but rolled out thin. It was more than twice as high as he was, and most of the extra height was skinny legs and arms. The body was a ball of fur, and the feet were, indeed, huge.
"If he could have got out of the trap at any..." he began. "You are the apprentice, right?" said Lutze. "Me? I'm the master? I'm sure I wrote that down somewhere."
"But you said you weren't going to say any of those know-it-all..."
"Remember Rule One. Oh, and pick up one of those swords. We'll need it in a minute." "OK, Your Honour."
The Yeti picked them up gently and firmly, cradled them in the crook of each arm, and strode away through the snow and trees.
"Snug, eh?" said Lutze after a while. "Their wool is spun out of rock in some way, but it's pretty comfy."
There was no answer from the other arm.
"I spent some time with the Yetis," said Lutze. "Amazing people. They taught me a thing or two. Valuable stuff. For is it not written, we live and learn."
Silence, a kind of sullen, deliberate silence, reigned.
"I'd think myself lucky if I was a boy your age actually being carried by an actual Yeti. A lot of people back in the valley have never even seen one. Mind you, they don't come that close to settlements any more. Not since that rumour about their feet got around."
Lutze got the feeling that he was taking part in a dialogue of one.
"Something you want to say, is there?" he said.
"Well, as a matter of fact, yes, there is, actually," said Lobsang. "You let me do all the work back there. You weren't going to do anything."
"I was making sure I had their full attention," said Lutze smoothly.
"Why?"
"So that you didn't have their full attention. I had every confidence in you, of course. A good master gives the pupil an opportunity to demonstrate his skills."
"And what would you have done if I hadn't been there, pray?"
"Yes, probably," said Lutze.
"What?"
"But I expect I would have found some way to use their stupidity against them," said Lutze. "There generally is one. Is there a problem here?"
"Well, I just thought you'd be teaching me more, that's all."